You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to Magical Moments with Elena Chapman, the place for you to break free from the norm and celebrate your life, because what we believe in our hearts becomes our reality. This is Magical Moments with Elena Chapman.
Welcome to Magical Moments, where you get that ease and that betterment in your life. And I tell you guys, you deserve it. You deserve it so much. And I'm your host, Elena Chapman. And I'm so excited. Today I have a wonderful interview, always. I mean, oh my gosh, I am so blessed with these incredible people I get to interview. But let's start out with a magical moment. And I have a question for you. Are you ready?
I am.
Well, this is for all the people out there. Jennifer, just a minute.
But
you can be a part of it too. I love it. So, no, yeah, hey, let's do it. But this is the thing. Right before you, there's a door, and I'm handing you a key. And it is a beautiful key. And I'm saying, hey, here is the key. And that door, when you open it, it is the life you want to live. Now, I know right then and there, a thought passed in your head. It went zip. It was like, oh, God, I don't know what I want. Or, oh, really, Elena? Or, oh, I can never have that. Or, my God, I'm living that, but I want it better. You know, there was such an array. I would love to know what your reaction is. But I want to address it to the people who think they can't have it. And I know you're sitting there saying, oh, here she goes again. And, you know, not everybody can just live all their dreams. It's hard. And yes, it is. And I'll tell you what, I get it. Sometimes when you want to do something and you find that there's obligation, or not just obligation, you just feel that there's stuff you have to do. Yes, I get it. You can't really lay that one on me, because I'm living that now. You know, I've got my mom, she's coming out of the hospital. You know, everyone in the world is telling me she has to go into a nursing home because that's what you do, and the insurance company even leads you that way. But I know my mom will die. That's it. Piece of cake. She'll die in there. So I'm trying to get all these resources. I am creating the world that is best for her and for me. And it's not easy at first. However, if you open it up to the universe, when I opened it up and I just said, hey, I'm sorry, the option everybody does is not an option for us. I'm not going to follow the crowd on this one. I know what happens in those places. It's not going to happen. I'm going to create what we need to make the world we want to live in. And you can do it too. And before I know it, all of a sudden these nurses are coming. These therapists are coming. The world is filled where I'm building a world inside my home for her health and for my evolution, because it is an evolution process. But see, when we first start, we think, oh my gosh, there's this problem and this problem. But you know what? If you just are determined, you open that door, you step inside and you say, all right, this is what I really want to create. This is what I want to create. I want to create love. I want to create a business. I want to create happiness in my life. And you step into it. Yes, you're going to get, no, you can't. Oh, you have to follow this rule. Oh my gosh, you have to do this rule. And it's not always people, it's organizations. But you have to hold strong and say, that's not right for me. And before you know it, the universe will say, you're right. It's not right. Here's some other options. You have to believe in what you want. So today, I'm handing you that key. And right before you is that door. How many of you are going to step through? That is your whole challenge this week. Ha! I'm going to get some Ask Elena questions on this one. I know. All right, so let's start introducing the guest. Now, this woman is going to tell you the same thing. She's going to leap you forward, too. That's her whole thing. Her name is Jennifer Watson. She's owner of Jennifer Watson Leadership, and she's a dynamic speaker and coach with a gift for intuitive and visionary coaching. She is an expert in self-awareness, mental wellness, soul-aligned health, and career growth, as well as leadership mastery. I like this. Her passion, and I like this so fun, her passion is elevating the leader into their zone of genius. Ah, I like that tagline. That's so cool. She supports her achieving men and women that are lacking joy, purpose, and sense of self, reignite the shine of their story and create wellness, abundance, impact by dialing into their unique health, leadership, and legacy. Now, she is, let's say she has had her own epic journey. She helps others to have epic health and epic leadership. But she also enjoys the simple things, just so you know. She loves to run, racing, yoga, stand-up, paddle, anything you can do with the beach or mountains. My son's going to go hiking in the Appalachians this weekend. I'm so excited. So she enjoys family and friends. She shows you how to enjoy the life. And with that, let's get Jennifer Watson on. Hello, Jennifer.
It is so lovely to be here, Alina. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor. Love your show. Love your vision that you have for the show. And
I
love that your audience is here to learn and grow and adapt and just be the best version of themselves.
Of course.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, of course. You know, leadership. Now, here I'm telling people to just walk out the door, but I love leadership because when you choose to unlock that door and walk through, you're becoming a leader. You are a leader of your life. You don't have to be a leader. People, when they say leadership, they think you have to lead a group. You have to be a CEO or something. But you are the captain of your ship. Am I right?
Exactly. You know, it's interesting, Alina. Often we do. The first thing we think about when, you know, even when I talk to people in groups, like, what is the definition of leadership to you? And they automatically go to how to, quote, lead the team and project on what the team needs to have in place.
Yes.
But I always bring it back to what you just said, is it's really important to understand before you lead anyone, and I agree with you, all of us are leaders, really how to lead yourself. And for me, that does start with exploring not only your gifts and your passions and your visions, but also what you believe your truth is. Your value for yourself and the world.
Let's
talk.
Your personality, right? Yes. Let's talk. Now, truth. I call it core values. But truth, this is big. Let's talk about that. So if someone is sitting out there, and there are a lot of people, you know that, Jennifer, there are a lot of people out there who haven't really explored their truths. You know, they listen to what somebody else says their truths are. Or, you know, what they've grown up as their truths. Some of them can't even tell why their truths are their truths. How do they explore what their own truths are?
And that is such a great question, Alina, because especially this year, I do believe people are really questioning their truth.
Yes, they are.
What they do believe. For a variety of reasons, on a variety of levels, and I think it's a beautiful time for us to get it. Because as you said, that is a huge part of leadership in leading yourself well, is because if you don't know your truth, it's your anchor, your soul self of what you believe is good and true and right for you in the world.
It really is.
So until you have that figured out, you can't lead yourself nor anyone else well, right? So as far as unlocking that, because I do coach a lot of people that are struggling in what they believe their truth is, and one thing I tell everyone before you can figure that out, you do have to dump a few things. And, you know, I love social media. I do. But I also have kind of a little bit of a love-hate. And what I mean is a lot of us have gotten so much information dumped on us.
Yes.
Our brain is really having a hard time processing, whether you believe or not, because it's just like drinking from a fire hose. So people are just overwhelmed with too much information, and that's part of the problem. So what I encourage everyone to do first before we explore your spiritual truth is, for instance, really deload yourself off either social media, TV, whatever that is. So whatever you find is triggering for you, whether it be a mount that you're on or certain TV platforms, those social media platforms that seem, quote, triggering to you, don't judge it. Just know right now it's not where you need to be. So if you can quarantine, exactly. so to speak, you know, these
quarantine
social media, yeah. No, yeah, exactly, right, social media platform, and just put that on the back burner and really go into next step into nature. Because
yes.
we are of the world, Elena, and when I don't care if it's 2020 or another year, if you're really struggling with what you believe, I always say it's really important to, quote, unplug from the matrix, in this case, unplug from
yes.
social media, and go into the earth. Because I believe, you know, we are made from the earth, we are part of the earth, and it can be, quote, very grounding for you to kind of calm yourself after you take out some noise, i.e. social media. And that is the start. I literally have done this myself. And like you said, Elena, you know, half of us coaches and speakers and the people that you think are just doing so great, we've been through this.
Oh,
where
yeah.
we are questioning
our
truth.
We're still going through stuff, you know. Hopefully
yeah.
we're evolving and evolving just like everybody else in the world. Yes.
Absolutely. So I've even during this time have had to, quote, unplug sometimes from different platforms of media.
Sure.
And go outside more in nature. And I have to tell you, just by doing that alone, all you listeners out there, it sounds really simple, but we're addicted to our phones. You know, so we
yes.
need to get off them and get out in nature and the sun more. You will find it will clear a lot of noise and allow you to start creating this groundwork of what you believe now. Like I said, it may not even be something that you believed a year ago, but you can then start from that surface because you're in a more grounded, a more peaceful state in nature, and what I call that parasympathetic state. Not the fight or flight, not the fear-based,
right.
not the freeze. You're in a resting state. And when we're in resting states, that's when we can, quote, get clear on many things in our life, let alone leading ourselves, let alone understanding what our unique truth is. So I would start with that. Clear the clutter, get off social, kind of clear the noise, and get into nature a little bit more. Because if you're so overwhelmed, you don't know what else to do but that. That alone is so powerful to start this process of learning what you truly, truly believe.
You know, it is interesting. Yeah, I understand totally what you're saying. And it's funny what people put as their core beliefs. I really challenge them to look a little bit deeper because, you know, when I first got divorced or when I was getting divorced, and it was a hard divorce, and I was looking at my kids and I thought, we have to form a family. I got to give them security through this. I've got to make them feel safe. All right, but what are my core values? We're forming a new thing. What do I want my kids? I sat down with a cup of tea. As everybody knows, I love my tea. I sat down with a cup of tea and I said, okay, when my kids are 30, I have three boys. When my kids are 30 and have families of their own, when they look back on family, what do I want them to remember?
Mm.
And that tripped the whatever, opened up a door inside me. Not to, okay, to carry on your dreams. Okay, that's good. Yeah, but that's very generic. Why do you carry on your dreams? It opened up deeper. So what I ended up with, which today, these core values still hold our family together. Mm. Amazing, right? I put
yeah.
down that the family is always there for them. That we support one of each other in our dreams, in our hopes, and in our achievements. That we mm-hmm. always feel that this is home. And that we always feel safe and secure.
Mm.
So that means those four items, every time there was... Well, when I had to make a decision, we all made the decision. And my kids were young. They were 5, 7, and 9 at that time. And so we all made the decision if we were going to move. We, you know, of course, I would do what I could to excite them to it, but
we all had to
agree. We all had an in. We all had a vested interest in this family and building it. And we have the closest, coolest bond in our family. My kids, now that they're all growing up, they're all talking to each other through text. They stay connected. It's they know they can always come home. That's the kind of belief you're talking about. You want the solid beliefs, the true core beliefs that guide your life, guide you as a person, not your beliefs in just, you know, the ethereal or just, but the real essence of living. What are they? Because those are the true. Yeah.
And I love that, because what you even said about that transition when you were going through the divorce, and even what you just said earlier about your mom, Elena, and by the way, I'm praying for you. I know that's
thank you.
With family, but
definitely interesting.
Yeah. And in this dance you're doing, but I do find, and you just named two big examples. I do find that when we're going through, and I will say not a bad day, but a real hard time.
Yes.
Divorce, you know, health issues with family, loss of family. Yes. I've lost two very close family members to me, a dad and a sister. And when you go through stuff like that, why it's such a beautiful time, which you guys hang with me here, is you're very broken. You're very open to listening. You're very vulnerable. And that's where you can really learn and grow. And that's why I believe right now, you guys, 2020, a lot of us, whether it be indirectly, directly, individually, collectively, we're being broken because we're mourning losses. And this is a beautiful time when you're broken, when you're open, that you, like you said, you get out a piece of paper and a pencil, like, I have nothing else to do, but I'm just going to start writing what I believe right now. And you're going to be able to fold into this new truth that maybe you're stepping into. And this is absolutely, everyone, it sounds counterintuitive, but absolutely a beautiful time right now. Don't miss this opportunity to sit down at the table during times where we're, again, either personally, directly, indirectly, collectively, whatever, going through some losses and transitions. This is when your eyes should be wide open to what you said, the universe, God, however you connect with that. Like, here, this is what we're showing your truth, your gifts, how to serve. And I believe it's a time that can literally catapult people, to another beautiful level during this, quote, painful, uncomfortable, hard time for all of us.
Yeah. We really are, we're given a key right now. I mean, I know a lot of people are, that's what people need to do. They need to step out of the drama. Get quiet. I mean, my gosh, guys, we just named my divorce. Yes, it was fireworks all over. And the and then now with my mom, well, different kinds of fireworks, but definitely fireworks.
Yeah.
So will you get those things? But do I get involved in the drama? Well, yeah, I step in, but then I have to step out. You got to step out. And that idea, Jennifer, of going into nature, I am a big proponent of that. I am always out in nature as much as I can, but it's not doing the work out there, guys. It's not going out and planting flowers, although that's nice too.
It is
actually looking at the flower, seeing the essence in the flower, sitting with the trees and listening to the breeze, listen to the syncopation of nature. There's a rhythm.
Absolutely.
When you feel that, you hear it, all of a sudden it calms your heart, and then you start thinking much more deeper, meaningful things will come out of you, what you want in your life.
I love that. I just tell people, be intentional with whatever you're doing that day, because you're intentionally meeting yourself. You're intentionally creating clarity. And I also say, when you're being intentional, you're aware of, quote, triggers. Like you said, you kind of have to get in and out of them. And when you're aware of that, Elena, you can learn to protect your peace quicker.
Yes.
So what you just said, you've been having to get into the drama, but you're aware of what's happening. You
got to step out.
Pull yourself out of the drama. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important.
And you can do that. You can do that.
Yeah.
It takes skill, but you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you step out, then all of a sudden, when you go back in, you have new clarity. You have new intention. Like you said, you have more ability to deal with the situation from a higher perspective. And you're not down in the garbage,
of the drama. I love it.
You talk about dance, which I adore. And with the health and wellness and the dance that you do, the power, the do of on the personal and business development, all this, the whole life, this dance week. Can you talk about that more? Because I love dance.
It's really interesting because, going a little bit without getting too extensive in my background, but dance, as far as an activity, it's often one I give to people when I am on stage. when I am coaching, when I'm with friends, because dance, by the way, I'm all about leveraging. I'm all about doing activities that bring you into the highest of version
of
yourself.
Sure, of course.
And dance has really been shown as far as a physical activity to not only dump a lot of happy pills into your system and dopamine and oxytocin, but also sort of shift your brain very quickly if you are in a what I call a disempowered state, a triggered state, a yucky state, a just fear state.
Yeah.
And so from a physiological standpoint, it's the, quote, like, quickest thing to bring you into a more of an enlightened state. I'm not going to say it's going to make you 100% better, but you can start toward that needle moving in the right direction, because when you're in a more empowered state of being, you can make good decisions, right, leading yourself on wellness, leading your team in business, all this stuff. So for me, I'm always giving people really bang for your buck tools. And
yeah.
So I love
yeah,
to use
that's
dance.
Good.
I use dance, you know, like I said, on my social media, I'm dancing. I do it at speaking events. I incorporate it into my coaching style. So dance is very beautiful from a physiological improvement in overall mental health and physical health. But I also use the dance-like scenario that life is a dance. You know, no matter what we are struggling with, and we all know this, you know, it's not about trying to get through the storm, right? Whether it be in health, whether it be in wealth, whether it be in relationships, it's really understanding what am I supposed to be learning at this space and flip it, right? Create a different perception around, is this quote really bad? Because I do believe, Elena, that the world, God is always working for us. And maybe this moment where we feel it's quote hard, that he actually wants us to flip the script and learn something and create a beautiful dance in that moment that we're seeing as, quote, hard or difficult or a big, big challenge. So,
and you know, that's so important, because I think as soon as you put that label that something is hard, then all of a sudden we don't understand the importance of our words. When I say, boy, it's hard, say that. Everybody just say that. It's hard. All of us, don't you feel how heavy that word is?
Yes.
Don't you feel like you just put 50 pounds on your shoulders? And so when you look at that situation, it's heavy. It's hard. How can I deal with this? You just made it 100 times harder than it is. So
totally. And
you have to step back. You have to say, okay, this is what it is. This is what I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with whatever. I'm dealing with a job loss. I don't have money coming in. I'm dealing with a mother who came back from the hospital too early and wasn't ready, and this is chaos. I'm dealing with my child, whatever. Whatever it is you're dealing with, it is what it is. You got to say, all right, and if you have to scream, you have to get it out of you, take a minute to do that. I'm all for that. But then step back and sit, okay, so now, where do I want to go from here? And what are good things in my life that I can focus on and bring into my decision making? And that's key. Because if we really just look at the situation, the bad situation, then that's the vibration we're in. We can't see our options, right?
And it is amazing how just verbiage, like you said, and they show that in the brain. You know, I'm a big left brain and right brain person, and how people sometimes laugh at me like, Jen, you're just changing semantics just to change it. I'm like, no, it actually changes the chemistry in your brain.
Changes everything.
You then open up to opportunities, create creative ways to remedy the problem, get out of the situation, or be calm in the situation. So I agree. It starts with wording. And I remember, you know, several years ago, you know, when I was starting my first PT practice, and I was like rubbing two pennies together. And I was afraid, you know, I was afraid, like that money block. And I remember sitting down and writing out, this is when we all wrote down checks, like handwrote checks. And I remember
I still do that.
I'm like, yeah, exactly. But
yeah, go ahead.
People don't do that anymore. But I remember sitting down like, okay, I have a roof over my head and I get to lovingly write this check.
Yes.
Out for a place I get to write out this grocery check for food. So I did start flipping it. And even though I still had to go through that year struggling and learning, by changing the narrative that I get to do that and I have a roof over my head and food, that's a lot more than 90% of people across the world. It calmed me into a powerful state of being. It empowered me to get more creative ways to get out of it, you know, to actually look at ways to creatively make money, connect with people. So you're right. I took a situation where I was like, and let's just be honest, Elaine, a lot of people have been afraid of money. And, like, you know, a lot of people lost their jobs during this time.
Yes.
But if you can step back and take a deep breath and go, okay, What can I be thankful for? What checks can I write? It's amazing how what you just said, it calms you, but it starts bringing things to you.
Because you raise your vibration.
Totally.
You step back and you realize, gosh, the end of the world is not here. There are things I can do. It changes your whole vibration. And that's when the universe can say, okay, now I know what she or he wants. I know what you want now.
Yeah.
We'll bring it more.
I love it.
You are listening to Magical Moments, and we're having a fantastic conversation about this leadership and really starting to come into your own. I love the core values, Jennifer. We will be right back with more.
Welcome back. You're listening to Magical Moments with Elena Chapman, helping you find ease and betterment with every episode. Download more on your favorite podcast platform. Now, here's Elena.
Welcome back to Magical Moments, everyone. And I'm your host, Elena Chapman. And boy, are we giving you some betterment here and ease when you get into that zone. Jennifer Watson is joining me, and we've been talking a lot about, well, I love the core value, getting down into that, what really matters. But also we're talking about how we become the leaders in our own lives. And we are the leader. We are the captain of the ship. Jennifer, you know what? I want to talk a little bit. You know, we've been talking about a lot of, you know, breaking down and all the stuff that we can happen, how to deal with the hardship. But I want to know in this half, how do we create the greatest impact on our personal lives and our business and, you know, every moment of our life? How do we do that?
That is another such a great question.
And, thank you.
You know, I get that a lot, because people get overwhelmed with people coming at them with 20 things to do, and then they just shut
always
down.
Yeah, you shut down. Yeah.
You know, first and foremost, I tell everybody, it's not as hard as you think it is.
No.
You know, that's where you have to start, because we put, again, BS in our head,
yes,
about all the things that everybody else is doing that we have to do, and it's way too much, and therefore I just give up. Okay, first and foremost, audience, that sounds funny, but step number one, it's not that hard, okay?
Right.
Your brain is a goal-achieving machine. It's just like going to work out and you have goals for that month. What the goals are different for everyone. When you put a plan into space, your brain starts adapting and it starts doing the things you want it to do. So it starts with just a few tools, and know that your brain is the most adaptable, high-achieving organ in the human body. So the way that we're going to create greatness for ourselves, lead ourselves, starts with feeding it different foods. So I'm going to give you some tools that I often give to people to start leading yourself well, expanding your truth, in living your life with your gifts and your passions and purpose and vision to get there. So the first step that I'm very big into is, you probably heard the phrase, Elena, that we're as good as the five people we're the closest to.
Yes,
you know, you can tell a lot about, you know, who a person is, what their values are, what their aspirations are, with who they're connected to. So I'm a big believer that we need to, one, assess our environment of the people that are surrounding us, and just have that come to Jesus moment, Elena.
Yes.
You know, who's in your life that's elevating you? You know, I elevate leaders, and who do you feel in your life is dragging you down? Now, that doesn't mean you necessarily drop kick them to the curb. What I am saying, you want to be around people that you feel in your soul expand you, challenge you, give you opportunities to create creativity. I call it the masterminding, right? When you're around other people that really are picking up what you're putting down and really like you and you like them, it's called masterminding. Again, this is very quantum physics. It starts elevating you already to a new level just by surrounding yourself with people that you, quote, vibe with. So
you know,
the first step is really reassessing who that is.
And if you see, it's not that hard to do. You align yourself when you are starting to believe in yourself as being that leader and knowing what you want, you start connecting automatically with these people.
Yeah.
You don't have to put up these boundaries against anybody who's not, because believe it or not, some of them will fall away and some of them will evolve with you. But the people that, I'll tell you, when you meet a person who is on the same vibe as you, totally, and it's a creative vibe, I call it the creative vibe, it is like sparks. You sit down and you talk over coffee, and I swear you invent the wheel. You invent something new every time. You find yourself reaching into the imagination, and you just, it's fun. It's so fun. You create, my gosh, I always say to everybody, okay, now that we solved the whole world's problems, let's get going on our own. You know, that's what it feels like.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally. And that's, I mean, think about that, because I think about that when I'm starting off maybe on the wrong side of the bed and I connect with, you know, a person I'm coaching or someone that really gets me.
Yes.
It vibrates me. We all feel it, that fire inside. We're like, that person I just feel so connected to. So that's why in our earlier conversation, just dialing in what you believe is true. You might have to go in the woods. You might have to really reground yourself. But then, like you just said, you don't have to try. You start bringing people to you.
Yes.
And we're all beings that just want people to get us. And when we finally
feel
someone, it not only makes us, quote, of course, feel good, it does expand us to go, oh my gosh, they're challenging me to do this. This will help me in my life. Like you said, we're just drawing it in. Again, I go back to, we think it's so unbelievably hard. I'm like, you guys, it's not that hard.
No, it's not.
Know what your truth is, what we talked about earlier. You start drawing in people, places, things that are going to be aligned with that. And what you just said, then start looking at who you're drawing in. Who do you need to kind of, you know, kind of move a little bit away from? Like you said, it's not necessarily that you're going to diss them. It's just more that it's not really your person right now. And who are you going to be drawn to? And those people are who you mastermind with. And they're going to support you and challenge you and get creative with you and uplift you and vice versa. Right?
And you know what?
Serve others. It's great.
And the thing I want to add, and I have a purpose for this, you know, have courage. Because, you know, I have to say, when I first started out on this journey, you know, some of the people I now align with are the people that I either sat somewhere and heard them speak, or I saw them talking to someone else. I didn't know them. And yet, I said to myself, oh my gosh, that person has something I want to learn. That person has ideas I want to understand. So, but I had to have the courage. And I'll tell you, it's baby steps, everyone. Don't be afraid. They are people just like you. Take that step forward. That's the person you're going to elevate with. That person that has something you need to learn. That's the person you want to be with.
Yeah, I love it.
Step forward.
I love it. Yes, totally.
Yeah.
You know, in kind of going down that path a little bit further, too, is sometimes, you know, we know what we want to be, but our old self, right?
Yeah.
Our childlike self. And I will say it's a lot of, I'll call it blocks or traumas from our past, like childhood or early adult, kind of are this shadow to us. So we're like, Jen, no, I really do want that. I really want to draw in the right people. But our darkness, our past where we've had hurt has been blocked. And we're still projecting some of that. And so this is where sometimes a specialist, a coach, someone
can
help guide you through that. Just to be aware of that I do want that, Jen, but I feel like I'm still struggling that. It can be from, quote, a block, a trauma we've had from the past. And trust me, we've all had them. And guess what?
Oh, my gosh,
yes. It's a beautiful time to see them come to the surface and address them. So I will say this to people with what we just said, you know, look at who you're surrounding yourself with. And if you still feel like you're drawing in, not that person that you want to, and you want to live a different life and you envision that beautiful life, let's look at some of those old traumas, because it can be some subconscious behaviors that you're, quote, exuding into the world.
Exactly.
They're not drawing the people, places, things to you. So that's okay.
Very cool.
Step back from that. Does that make sense?
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
What's the second thing we can do?
Absolutely. You know, it's really interesting, and I'm all about leveraging. A lot of people are like, Jen, I want to lead myself. I still don't know totally my truth. I want to draw on the right people. I hear what you said with the first point there. But what else can I do that's easy and cheap? I mean, I literally have people say that to me, and I'm like,
easy and cheap, really? That's interesting.
Yes, yeah, exactly. You know, because people right now are really triggered in money, right?
Yeah, they are.
Something, they're overwhelmed, so they're like, do it easy. They're like, I don't know if I can give, you know, that much money or investment. That is a money block, which I go into with a lot of people. But you know what I always say? Serve.
Exactly.
Your community, it is free. You get to expand a little bit on your, quote, gifts. You might meet some people there that you riff with, and you get to serve the world, which all of us human beings were meant to do, right? So it's still accessing your truth. It's accessing your leadership.
It's accessing
your skills, and it's free. Okay,
all
of us during this time have had a little bit more time to pause and reflect and give of our time and our services to some spaces.
And, you know, this is the time, folks. I mean, this is the time, especially when we feel like we need to save money or we don't have a job. This is the time you start serving. because you're doing it with your hands. You are getting involved. I've always said that kind of serving is the ultimate. It's the ultimate. And this is the thing that you will find. It's getting out of your head. And when you get out of your head, that's when divine can fill it. So you need to get out of your head with service. And when you're helping someone else, even if you're helping at a place that sorts clothes for the good, for people who don't have clothes, or food at the Food Harvest Food Bank or something, something that gets you just doing, build a house, get out there. Yeah. And you will find that all of a sudden you will be nailing that nail or putting cans in a box or whatever it is. And all of a sudden the idea for that new job will come into your head. Or my gosh, I could do this. Or my gosh, I could start this with the expertise I have. That's when divineness can start coming in. Because you have
100%.
Just, you've opened up the flap. You know, when we mull things over in our head, we're closing down. We're just in our head. Get it out. Yeah, I love your service. Very good.
I love it. And again, service accesses so many different parts of you. What
totally.
You said. You know,
everything.
You learn to reach out to people. You get creative what you could do. You get to see some of your skills come to life. Serving just is a humbling thing to do and allows you to see other people that have need, and that makes you feel more purposeful. I mean, there's so much goodness. Again, I'm all about leveraging, you know?
Yeah.
Service is a beautiful thing. I love it.
Service is what we're here for. And then you had a third one, or was that, I thought you had a third one. Yes.
Yes. So again, listeners, thank you so much for listening today. But remember, the first is looking and assessing you know, who you're surrounding yourself with, you know, and if there's some people that elevate you more than others, those are the ones you want to be with. You'll be surprised how much that takes you to the next level. The second, is service. We all have these unique gifts to serve the world. That's part of our human blueprint. And it gives us a lot of feelings of purpose and contribution to this lovely life. And really third, and I've been a practitioner for 20 plus years. That is my grassroots, Elena. And a lot of people, it's been put to the forefront during this year that their health has not been great. You know, this time of the virus,
it's
been a beautiful opportunity for people to reassess their health, whether it be physical struggles, mental health struggles, spiritual, emotional traumas, you know, whatever it is, to take a hard look at where you're lacking. Because I'm going to tell you, your body is your temple. And if you are doing things to it, and again, it's not a shame, you guys, it's just claiming. Are you not eating well? Are you not sleeping well? Are you not exercising that beautiful body? You have a temple. And if the physical integrity where your soul is kept is not in a good state of being, you cannot move forward in good decision making, good leading of anything, again, relationships, career. So I'm such an advocate, and I work with people on this all the time, that if there's an area or several that they're struggling with, we need to look at how are you eating? How are you sleeping? And I would say, you guys don't have to be overwhelming. Just pick one of your worst spots, you know, where you're struggling the most. Maybe it's sleep. And let's work on that piece. Because again, it's all about leveraging. Often when you work on one area of health, it actually extrapolates on the other areas as well. It helps calm you down. It helps you make better decisions about food. So it doesn't have to be overwhelming. This is where guidance sometimes is needed. But you guys, we got to look at our health. And no matter what area you're struggling with, and if you do need extra additional support to get guidance on how to get it better in that area, that's okay. We all have that. But you have got to get your health dialed in. And when you do, all those leaders that you love and you think are successful, I guarantee you, when you look at their health, they have daily consistent regimens that they put their health first.
Yes.
To create stability of a physical body. We are spiritual beings in a physical body, but it does need the physical body, right?
Well, of course. We have to understand that this physical body is what keeps us here on Earth. It's that simple.
100%.
And if our physical body is not at its optimum, what is going to take your, say, you just haven't been taking care and you're eating too much sugar and you're pre-diabetic, or you're starting to get these aches and pains. Okay, if you don't address these things and you don't find ways to fix it, then, oh my gosh, that's going to take your focus. Because what's ailing in your spirit, your mind, your body, whatever is ailing, that's where your focus has to go.
Yep.
And so all of a sudden your world changes to, oh, I got to take care of myself. Oh, I got to take care of myself. Mm-hmm. And all that other stuff just goes by the wayside and,
yes.
and just piles up. So you really need to address now. You know, Jennifer, I went on voluntarily an anti-inflammatory diet.
Mm.
Now, why did I do that? Now, what's an anti-inflammatory diet? Well, that wonderful carb I love so much is out the door.
Yep.
The sugars,
yep,
another thing I love, out the door. You know, these all processed foods, out the doors. And I'm choosing a Mediterranean. So I am limiting and I'm upping the garlic. I'm upping the fruits and vegetables. And why did I do that? Well, because, my gosh, I was feeling sluggish. A little bit sluggish, not bad, just a little bit. And I'm keeping really odd times right now because my mom's in the hospital. I started it when my mom went in the hospital. You'd say, oh my God, you started a hard diet when... No,
right.
Because what I did instead, I felt good. After the first day, I made my wonderful little shake with the spinach and lettuce and whatever else. And I felt good the whole day. I didn't have the cravings. Do you see? I thought, my God, I've got to be in my prime to do what I need to do in my future. It's that simple.
Absolutely. It is. And, you know, we've all been faced, whether it be indirectly or directly, if you don't have your health, you have nothing.
That's exactly
what
right.
What you just said, it doesn't have to be, you guys, 20 things. You find your area you're struggling with the most, have the come to Jesus moment. You know, if it's food, thy food, again, I do practitioner nutritional work all the time as well, Elena, and thy food is thy medicine. And if you're struggling in your health, that is an easy way, because we all have to eat anyway, right?
Right.
And pulling out some things, just a little bit of stuff, what you just said, it can be a game changer when you see a little bit of progress. It's amazing how it'll create consistency and motivation to continue down that line of having a healthy temple.
It really is. Yeah, you just want to live the very best life you can. And so we 100%. Have to, I always say, what are you feeding your spirit? What are you feeding your mind? Mm-hmm. What are you feeding your body? It's that simple. And if you're feeding everything good and you're vibrating at a good, your body has to vibrate with you. Everything has to be just feeling good. And guys, it's baby steps. And I don't start, you know, when I did the anti-inflammatory, I didn't say, oh my God, I'm just going to be all anti-inflammatory. Oh, am I suicidal? No. I instead say, this week we're going to just take out the carbs. Next week, okay, we're going to take out this. We're going to add this. Do baby steps. You know, I'm all into baby steps. And when you do the baby steps, then you can conquer the mountains.
Yes.
That's how it works.
You know, I live in Colorado, so I talk about the big summit.
Oh, you lucky person.
How do you get up to the summit one step at a time?
I don't care
if it's a career goal. I don't care if it's a relationship goal. I don't care if it's a health goal.
No.
We really start, like you said, with little steps like that. And sometimes my high achieving leaders are like, well, can't you give me more than that? Like 20 things and I want to get this out. I'm like, you guys, it is truly one step at a time. You have to step back and enjoy the learning process, enjoy the journey.
Do it well.
That's part of the problem, right? We have to understand that it does take time as we, you know, really elevate. That is one of my favorite words, elevate to new levels. Be open and humbled by people that are being brought our way to help support us during whatever goal we have. But one baby step at a time, baby. I'm telling you, there's a lot.
And when you spin that dish in the air and it's going really well, you feel so empowered. Then you add that second dish.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. That's the baby steps is the key to anything. It really is. So I love this. Now, how do people find out more about you? And where do they look? Where do they go?
Absolutely. So I'm the most active on Facebook and Instagram, and that's Jennifer Watson Leadership. But you can also go to my website, jenniferwatsonleadership.com, to learn a little bit more about me. And everyone, I love questions and follow-up questions after interviews that are as fascinating as this. So I answer all my DMs and social media, and it's truly me answering because I really care that all of you feel supported. But that is exactly where they can reach out to me, is on Facebook and Instagram. It's probably the best. Elena, Jennifer Watson Leadership.
Awesome. Awesome. And so just summarize, we talked about, you know, that core value. We talked about the wonderful ways that you can start empowering yourself, who you're talking to, what you're feeding yourself. Are you exercising? You know, these kinds of things that just move us forward. Do you have any last words you'd like to share with anyone?
I would say this to everyone out there. we have enough power in ourselves. Actually, if you extrapolated all the processes out there that happens in our daily body every single day, Elena, we have enough energy in our body. If you extrapolated all out at once in 1 second, it'd be enough energy to turn the earth for 1 week. And
love
I want
that.
To really get that.
Yes.
Think about that. And the reason why that's important is that each of us, I want all of you to really get this. You have so much power inside each of you. And I encourage you to play with it and grow with it and adapt with it and transform with it. Because each of you, if you pee, poop, eat and breathe, you have the potential as a human being to live the best life. And I truly believe that. You have that power within you. It's taking the baby steps, as we said, one baby step at a time, and you will get there. And someday you'll turn back and laugh at what you thought seemed so difficult.
I know. Isn't that true? Oh, I love that.
Yes.
It's been a joy. It's been a joy to have you on. And I'm sure we will have you on again.
And Elena, thank you so much. You are such a light, and your voice is so calming and soothing, and I know your audience probably just loves that. So it's been an honor to be on. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, I
appreciate it.
I love it. I love it. And we'll have you on again. All right. And for all you listeners out there, I'm handing you the key. I could not have given you a better show to feel that you have the capability. And, you know, you don't have to jump through the door. Take a step through the door. Take a step and just say, my God, this is the life I want to create. And it doesn't matter where you are now. You can start creating anywhere you're at in your life. I have had so many ups and downs in my life. So many hard times, so many good, just like everybody else. And I have to say, I value both. And each one gave me a door. Each one, each moment in my life has given me a door, and I'm walking through another one right now. It's how do I want? What do I want in that door? And that's what I create in anything I do. And everything we are given in this life has a gold nugget. So when we step above that gold, you know, that situation, step out of the drama, that gold nugget, it just comes to us, that lesson of higher learning, that lesson that forms our core values, that lesson that builds us into the next level of our life. But we have to step out and breathe and say, wait, get my center back, relax, and say, okay, now I can go back into that situation with a higher perspective. I can look over the trees instead of being in the jungle. And that makes all the difference in the world. And if you are having trouble with that, getting, you know, assessing, getting back out of that, stepping out of the drama, I didn't plan this, honest to God, but really, I just thought of it. I'm offering on July 8th, which is coming up really fast. My gosh, I can't believe June has done. Wow, right out. But July 8th, I'm launching a wonderful free program, and I'm showing you with it's called 7-Day Reset to gain your inner calm. I am giving you the steps I use. And I'll give you, for instance, when I'm, you know, this past weekend, 4:30 in the morning, when my mom got out of the hospital, okay, she wasn't ready. And I heard the screaming and I went running down. Now, if you know me in the morning, if you know me when I sleep, I sleep. If the house is on fire, well, good luck. I am asleep. So 4:30 in the morning, she gets me up screaming. And I'm like, oh, my God, where am I? Where am I on earth? Where am I? And I go downstairs and there's drama, drama, drama. I had to leave the room for a minute and say, wait, I got to get together. And the tools I used are the tools that I'm giving you. In fact, that's what it was born of. So if you're interested, go to Soul Manifesto and register for that 7-day reset. I'll give you a tool every day for 7 days that can help you to recenter yourself. Then you can go back into that drama, but it's not a drama anymore. Isn't that cool? You are the leader of your ship. You are the captain. It's time to step through the door. I love you all. You know, let's do it. As you know, this is Magical Moments. Know that spirit is love, and my gosh, love, the love you have inside, is spirit. Namaste, I love you all.
This has been Magical Moments with Elena, featuring Elena Chapman. If you missed an episode, download it now on iTunes, Spotify, TuneIn, CastBox, Deezer, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast platform. Learn more online at soulmanifesto.com.
Podcasts by Federated Media.